Today, my dear faithful, is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit, that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do? Because my Lord taketh away the stewardship. To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, for as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. Words taken from the Epistle of the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometime in this past century, my dear faithful, I'm not exactly sure when, but at some time, there lived a man named Bill in New York City. Bill was very devoted to our Blessed Mother, though it is true, he didn't do anything extraordinary. Each morning and each night, he prayed his 3 Hail Marys, as well as his rosary during the day. When he passed a church, he often stopped in to visit our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And always he added a special prayer or visit to Our Lady. One devotion that Bill especially loved was the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Always he wore his scapular. Day or night, work or play, whatever the occasion, his scapular rested near his heart. This included the time when the building he worked in went up in flames. And he was caught in that fire. He was trapped and he could find no escape. Eventually, the firefighters managed to get inside and pulled Bill out from the burning building. However, by this time, Bill was barely alive and he was rushed to the hospital. When he arrived, the doctors found that Bill's clothes had crumbled to ash. And burns covered his entire body, except for 2 spots. There was a little rectangle on his chest and another on his back that was completely free from the ravages of the flame, for that was where his scapular had rested. Bill's brown scapular was the only thing to survive that fire, and it was untouched, unmarred, not even a single singe mark upon it. The doctors tried what they could, but with such extensive burns, Bill did not survive long. There was simply no way. However, even amidst such an agonizing death, Our Lady showed that he was not abandoned. This man, who had lived with Mary by his side, died with her there too. And she made sure that everyone knew it by keeping her scapular intact. And we can be sure, keeping intact her promise as well, that though Bill suffered earthly fire, he would not suffer eternal fire. To most, this is a common scapular story, but it does mean a little extra to me, because Bill was my grandfather's brother-in-law. There is just something different between reading a miraculous story amidst a dozen of others and hearing about your own relative who received visible protection from the Queen of Heaven. It is another proof of the words of the epistle which the Church gives us for Our Lady of Mount Carmel's feast. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. The Church applies this to Our Lady because the Queen of Heaven holds out the hope of eternal life, and she is royally magnanimous in giving it to us. What an awesome promise is contained in the brown scapular for such a small act of devotion as being enrolled in, and that we die wearing the brown scapular, we are promised heaven. We may need to take care of some things in purgatory, but what an immense blessing Our Lady has given to us. Many even call it Mary's sacrament. So sure is the scapular a sign of grace. But why? Why is such an awesome promise attached to two little pieces of brown cloth with a string in between? The truth is that it is not so much attached to the cloth as to the order of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, more commonly known as the Carmelites. Usually the only words of the promise we hear or read are, "Whosoever dies clothed in this scapular shall never suffer eternal fire." But that is not all Mary said to Saint Simon Stock. Before giving that promise, the Queen of Heaven told Saint Simon, "Receive, my beloved son, this habit of thy order. This shall be to thee and to all Carmelites a privilege." And then she gave the promise of salvation. When we are enrolled in the brown scapular, we join the family of Mount Carmel and become something of members in their order. The brown scapular that we wear is a testament that we belong to the Carmelites, or the Order of the Virgin, as our Savior himself referred to the Carmelites during one of his visits to St. Teresa of Avila, a Carmelite. With our brown scapular upon our shoulders, we declare that we belong to Mary and profess that we, as sons and daughters of the Blessed Mother, will strive to live our lives for her. We are not called to do anything extraordinary. We simply, like Bill from the story, fulfill our daily duties and include in them acts of devotion to our Blessed Lady. Of course, Catholics already know to be devoted to our Blessed Mother. But so important is the Queen of Heaven in the salvation of mankind that we must speak upon it. It is good to have at least occasional reminders, especially as the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is this Tuesday. I encourage you then to walk with Mary every day, And you can do this through the brown scapular. There is actually a beautiful story that demonstrates one way to practice this. At one time, a young man was getting ready to leave home, and so his mother got a little locket and put a picture of herself inside of it. She gave that gift, that locket, to her son, and off he went, wearing it, promising he would wear it every day. Finally, after some years away, he then returned home. His mother met him at the train station, but a large crowd was in the way. They saw each other, but for some time, mother and son were stuck at a distance away. The young man then got a little impatient, so to speak. He wanted to embrace his mother after all their years apart to show her his love for her. And so he took out the locket with her picture inside, and he gave it a kiss. We too carry around a locket, a testament that we belong to Mary and she belongs to us. We can profess our love for her each morning and each night by kissing our brown scapular. In this way, you can embrace your Blessed Mother. Show her your love for her. And know whatever occurs in your life, in this sad world of ours, Mary watches over you. You belong to her in many ways, as simply members of mankind, even more as Catholics, and even more as her devotees. But also do not forget that you belong to Our Lady as a member of the Carmelites, the Order of the Blessed Virgin. What surety you have then, you who belong to Mary in these different ways. You are a special object of love in the Immaculate Heart. Never let a day pass then, my dear faithful, without doing something to show your love for Mary in return. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.